This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. Tedros wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how, quote, cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible, and onward transmission is interrupted, end quote. The number of games-linked COVID-19 cases in Japan this month is now 79. More international athletes have tested positive at home and cannot travel. Prior to the events, Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. Brisbane was awarded the 2032 Olympics Wednesday, triggering wild celebrations and fireworks as it became the third Australian city to host the Summer Games after Melbourne and Sydney. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach confirmed the wildly expected result after delegates voted 72-5 with three abstentions at the IOC session in Tokyo. Up to two-thirds of India's population may have been infected with COVID-19, a government study suggested Tuesday. The blood serum survey of about 29,000 people in June and July showed almost 70% of those tested had antibodies. The results of the study by the Indian Council of Medical Research, the ICMR, show the impact of a devastating surge of cases in April and May. This is VOA News. China has rejected an accusation by Washington and its Western allies that Beijing is to blame for a hack of the Microsoft Exchange email system. A foreign ministry spokesperson complained Tuesday Chinese entities have been hurt by U.S. government cyber attacks. The spokesperson demanded Washington drop charges announced against four Chinese nationals accused of working with the Ministry of State Security to try to steal U.S. trade secrets, technology, and disease research. The announcement that the Biden administration and European allies formally blame Chinese government-linked hackers for ransomware attacks increased political pressure over long-running complaints against Beijing, but included no sanctions. China on Wednesday upgraded its emergency response to floods from level 3 to level 2 as heavy downpours ravaged the central province of Henan, according to the Ministry of Emergency Management. Torrential rains have lashed the central, western, and northern regions of Henan since July 17th and continued to wreak havoc as of Tuesday afternoon, the MEM said. Some rivers in the province have seen their water levels exceed warning levels, the Ministry of Water Resources warned. Continued rainfalls are expected to trigger sharp water level rises and flooding over the next 3 days. Floods from record rains have struck an underground subway system, damaged dams and riverbanks, and caused landslides and building collapses. Iran State Media reported Wednesday rioters shot dead a police officer in the southwestern part of the country following nearly a week of protests against water shortages that has left at least one demonstrator dead. The officer was killed in a port city in Khuzestan province, the official IRNA news agency said. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden heads to Alaska Wednesday on the first stop of a trip that will see her lead the official U.S. delegation at the Olympics in Tokyo. In Alaska, the First Lady is scheduled to tour a medical center and call attention to the need for access to health care in rural areas. The White House said she will also encourage people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. At the Games in Tokyo, Dr. Biden is scheduled to attend Friday's opening ceremony. Meanwhile, top Japanese Olympic sponsors are skipping the opening ceremony and scaling back their advertising ambitions as deep public opposition renders the Tokyo Games, quote, a toxic proposition. Auto Giant Tokyo said this week its executives will not attend. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.